This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A national report says wet conditions across the Corn Belt are delaying corn plantings. The U.S. Department of Ag indicated earlier this week that corn plantings have fallen slightly behind the five-year average, and wet weather this week in the Midwest will likely bring further delays. With 6% of total corn acres planted on April 16th, progress fell 3 percentage points short of the five-year average. Over the next 10 days, the National Weather Service's Climate Prediction Center is predicting normal to cooler temps in the eastern Corn Belt and normal to above-average precip in all areas of the U.S. except the Southwest. The American Farm Bureau Federation's new market intel website says the potential for additional corn planting delays remain because of the wet forecast. USDA currently projects U.S. farmers to plant 4 million fewer corn acres in the 2017-18 crop year at 89.9 million acres total. AFBF says significant weather complications due to excessive moisture that delay or slow planting could ultimately lead to even fewer corn acres being planted, adding that weather will continue to play a critical role in the coming weeks as farmers seek to plant this year's corn crop. Well, although we might be behind that five-year average, we're still on track for timely planting in this area of the Midwest. Local CHS agronomy manager Reagan Weir says mid-April is a great time to be planting corn, and farmers are sitting in a pretty good spot.
Yes, it has been that start and stop, and by area, Katie, it's in the shipment area itself, we're going pretty strong right now. It dried out fairly well over the last few days, and farmers are probably progressing 10 to 15% per day of their planting on corn. As you go north, though, on Sunday morning, Easter Sunday, we had probably a little better than a half inch in the Carlinville area. And as you get up towards Louder, I think they had an inch in some areas. So, you know, those areas are still a little bit wet. We're trying to spray and knock some weeds down, but still having to pick our spots up there and not that much planting going very strongly there. I think as you go west for us in Jersey County and in Greene County, they're going fairly well there again. And as you go east, they're picking up really well in the Litchfield area and starting to open up and go stronger. And as well to the south in Pocahontas, you know, in Madison and Bond counties, they're picking up and going pretty strong right now too. So, you know, we're probably at the point now where in our, except for the northern areas, we're probably picking up 10% planting, you know, every day, you know, of corn being put in.
You know, today it's April 19th, so I guess I'd say we're still in mid-April. So are we concerned about, you know, getting in too late, or are we still sitting in a pretty good spot?
No, we're in a really good spot. If you could throw a dart at a calendar, April 19th is a wonderful place to hit and plant corn. You know, the only thing that guys look at is the weather and the forecast of rain for the weekend, and you know it's revving them up, and they're going pretty strong, trying to get as much in before significant rainfalls would hit and have a potential to seal over a planted crop or something. But they're going pretty well on that. We actually even have just a few guys that will wind up, you know, planting their corn in some of our areas this week, and then they'll wonder about planting beans or not too. So some of them are looking at their spraying also. We talked a little bit about weeds and some of those with the early, the February temperatures, you know, the weeds got going fairly well. The guys that put the fall treatments on are really pleased with those for corn and beans both. The ones that didn't do that are looking at having to work the fields maybe an extra time or two just to prepare an adequate seed bed. So they're pretty busy trying to get prepared for finishing up some planting or getting starting planting or wherever they're at in their cycle. They're trying to get to the next step.
Reagan Weir of CHS. In other news, the local chapter of Pheasants Forever is holding a food plot seed pickup this Saturday. President of the chapter, Glenn Bishop of Litchfield, says the pickup is for members only, but if you're interested, they can sign you up that morning.
Yes, we have a seed for food plot that we're giving away to members, and you know, if that's an issue, you know, we could sign you up as a member on the spot. Even it's a $35 fee that goes to National Pheasants Forever, but we do get surplus seed from companies. I've got milo, soybeans, corn, and we're going to get some sunflower seeds. The small benefit of the food plot seeds is this is excess seeds for the companies that probably would, you know, a lot of it's treated seed that probably would have to go to the landfill. I'm told that the manufacturers aren't allowed to dispose of them by incinerating anymore. So if they can donate them to habitat organizations like us, and then we can get it in the ground in the form of food plot seed, you know, to feed the animals, and, you know, and with it more, we call it more of emergency food plot seed, because if we don't have terrible winters around here, this wasn't a bad winter here for sure, but in particular an ice storm, the food plots will maintain a covey of quail or the pheasants through an ice storm around here. In Dakota, they have terrible winters. You know, the food plots are essential to go through the worst, you know, blizzards and stuff there. But, you know, but it is important to provide that extra nutrition to those animals in emergency situations. And that's why, we feel it's important to get these food plot seeds to people and get them in the ground. Some of the CRP contracts require you to, back in the old days when you had to get points, you got points for signing up to put in an acre of food plots, but then you had to find seed to get it done, and that's part of what started this, is to be able to get seed to those CRP people to be able to meet the requirements of their CRP contracts. But it is, you know, it really, and I have to say that, you know, it definitely works, because it's particularly the quail, that's where I find them when I'm hunting, is close to the food plots. So they really use them as an important part of our process.
How big of a plot are we talking? I'm sure it varies by each person's amount of acreage that they have that they want to plant this on, but are they typically like an acre, or are they smaller or bigger than that?
My plots are actually smaller. I probably do, you know, I do multiple plots. I have like 100 acres of, in particularly my main farm, I have 100 acres of CRP, and I probably have four plots that total an acre and a half, you know, and I use mainly Milo. You know, a lot of people use corn if they're really deer hunters, you know, or soybeans. The sunflowers are great also, and they end up with a dove field, you know, so it really depends on your CRP and what your contract reads, or where you have open ground that's not under, say it's not under CRP contract, but on the edge of it, you know, this, you know, the food plots are very, very important, you know, in my opinion.
So I guess we need to know the location and times that you will be giving the feed plot to seed away this weekend.
Saturday from 8 until 11, I believe was what it was. We're going to be doing it in the parking lot of the KC Hall, south of Hillsboro. They're not far from the prison, and Wright Automotive and the Moonlight Wide, the KC Hall parking lot. And we do it mainly as an initial giveaway, and it has worked that way. You know, we set a date and time, and people show up and do that. But other people will call in. I'll set some aside for them, and we'll get them to them later. Last year, we serviced like 24 people came and got food plot seed on that day of the giveaway. My cell phone is 217-313-1069. We do have seed on hand, but if we run out, we do have access to more.
Glenn Bishop, president of the local Pheasants Forever chapter, and again, his phone number one more time is 217-313-1069. Well, on a final note this morning, the Litchfield Farmers Market is in full swing for the 2017 season. The market will be open every Monday and Friday afternoon from 2 p.m. until dusk on the north side of Library Park in Litchfield. They invite all organizations and churches to host a booth if they wish, and those are reserved on a first-come, first-served basis. They only cost $5 per day. And for more information or to fill out a vendor application, you can go online to litchfieldchamber.com, email info@litchfieldchamber.com, or give them a call at 217-324-2533. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.